This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me, Shithijanan, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Shithijan. Thanks very much for joining in. Well, the markets have had a sell-off yet again today, and it's not just a sell-off, but the crucial support levels have also been breached on both the Sensex and the Nifty as well. The only question which is on the investor's mind is how much more downside?
Right. Well, good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. In fact, the market sell-off continued on Wednesday as benchmark indices hit a fresh three-year low, tracking sell-off that we have seen in global equities as well. Now, Sensex broke below 29,000, while the Nifty 50 breached its Friday's panic low of 8555, which suggests that the selling pressure is unlikely to abate anytime soon. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, Sensex plunged 1,709 points to close at 28,869, while the Nifty 50 dropped 498 points to close at 8,468. Now, sectorally, the selling pressure was seen in telecom, finance, banks, power, realty, auto, capital goods indices, and all the sector indices actually closed in the red. Now, on the broader market front, mid-cap index plunged 4.8%, while the small-cap index was down by a shocking 6.09%. Now, massive sell-off was seen in the last 41 sessions. In fact, the index has fallen from 12,430, which is the record high for Nifty 50, triggered on January 20th, to 8,541, which translates into a fall of 3,947 points, effectively for 4,000 points, around about that. And the Nifty Bank has ended at a three-year low, and the mid-cap index plunged to a four-year low. So next big question I'm sure everybody would have on their minds is that what led to the sell-off in the markets? Now, fears of recession amid rising coronavirus cases led to a steep fall in markets across the globe. In fact, media reports also suggest that at least three crucial policy initiatives is likely to put on hold. S&P has also lowered its growth forecast for India to 5.2%. Now, if you look at what should investors do at this point in time, well, the selling pressure continues for FIIs, and given the fact that we broke Friday's low, suggests that more downside could be in the offing. And the next big support for the market is placed at 8,400, and then below 7,945 is likely to act as support for the index. Now, an immediate reversal is unlikely, but a bounce back from here is highly probable because we are trading at oversold levels. Now, long-term investors can consider accumulating gradually. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, overall scenario, you know, traders should not look for bottom fishing at this market, you know, because it is a very, it's a strong bear market, and we're not seeing any signs of stability in the market as yet. And actually, I've also reiterated this before that if in case the index breaks below 3 days of swing low, that means more selling could be in the offing. So we have to wait for that consolidation to come in. Now, Nifty losers include names like Bajaj Finserv, HDFC Bank, Power Grid. And in terms of gainers, Yes Bank, ONGC and Zee Entertainment were the top Nifty gainers.
Right, absolutely. Now, that's as far as the losers and the gainers are concerned. But sectorally speaking, Shithij, could you help us understand where was the maximum selling pressure seen today? And also in terms of stocks specifically, where was the maximum volume spike seen? And also, if you could share with us the long build-up and short build-up for the day.
Right. Well, plenty of action seen across sectors. In fact, there were no, although there was no sector which closed in the green, but plenty of sectors suffered huge losses. Now, the telecom index was down by around about 9%, and the finance index was down by 7.6%. The banking index closed with losses of 6.99%. Now, volume spike of 100 to 300% was seen in stocks like Bharti Airtel, NTPC, Idea Cellular, ONGC, Bandhan Bank, Shri Cement, and Apollo Hospitals. Long buildup was seen in stocks like ONGC, Just Dial, BEL and Candela Healthcare. Short build-up was seen in stocks like Shree Cements, Bandhan Bank, NTPC and Titan Company. Now, at a time when Sensex and Nifty 50 broke below their crucial support levels, 500 stocks on the BSE were locked in lower circuit. That includes names like Avenue Supermarts, FL India, IRCTC, Quest Corp, Shankara Building, and I believe it's actually, you can concur with me that some of these names are repetitive, you know, such as IRCTC, FL India and Avenue Supermarts. They've been hitting lower circuits for the past two or three trading sessions. In fact, if what I can recall, but if I look back, I'm sure they've been hitting lower circuits for quite some time now. Now, more than 800 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week low. That includes prominent names like Bajaj Finserv, VST Industries, ICRA, Team Lease, HDFC Limited, Bata India, Kotak Bank, NIT Technologies, as well as ICICI Lombard, to name a few.
Absolutely. Now, apart from Dishitish, there were a whole host of other stocks that were in action today because of the news flows they had individually. Let's start off with IndusInd Bank shares first. The shares plunged 23% intraday to hit a six-year low today amid the weak market conditions and no relief from the Supreme Court to telecom players in the AGR case. Also, shares of telecom players such as Vodafone Idea plunged over 32% after the Supreme Court refused further relief to service providers on adjusted gross revenue dues. Yes Bank share prices rose 5% as the moratorium on the bank will end at 6 p.m. today, much before the earlier scheduled date of April 6, 2020, and all operations will resume as usual from today evening. Also, share prices of ONGC jumped over 9% today after the company declared a 100% interim dividend. Also, the company said that it had sufficient funds to continue operations. Let's actually focus a little bit on the technicals now. Shitish, could you help us understand how are the technical charts suggesting which direction are we going on from here as far as tomorrow's trade goes? And also, what is the next support level on the Nifty that we are looking at?
Right. Well, any ray of hope has actually has been quashed by markets. Yeah. And that's what we have seen in the past, you know, two or three trading session, or you could say on Friday as well. Friday, we saw, you know, a bit of downtick and then we bounced back after hitting a panic low of 8555. But if you look at today's market action, we've not been able to sustain that 8555. And that is something which is a worrying sign for traders, especially in terms of candlestick patterns. Nifty formed a long black day kind of a candle on the daily charts. And you know, as I say that, no level seems to be sacrosanct enough to halt the selling pressure, technically speaking. But Nifty needs to consolidate above 8,400 levels, being eternally optimistic at this point in time, to prevent further damage, as a breach of the level should drag down the index towards 8,407 and below that 7,945 and 7,893. Why 8,407 is important? Because today, because this is the intraday low formed in today's trading session. On rallies on the higher side, 8,900, 9,130 can act as an initial hurdle, and unless this zone is cleared on the upside, strength shall not be expected. Three levels to track would be 8,407, that is the low formed in today's trading session, 9,127 and 9,400 levels. Now on the options front, maximum call open interest is placed at 12,000 followed by 10,000, and maximum put open interest is placed at 8,500 followed by 9,000.
Right. Thanks a lot then, Shitish, for sharing all these important levels to watch out for. And with that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening to this podcast.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.